Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening. This is Katleho Sokoto standing in for Phemelo Modene on Point of View. Please get in touch with us. You can tweet us at Kaya on Air using hashtag on the streets, and you can phone us on 086-000-959. And we're continuing the conversation. We've been continuing the conversation about South Africa's politics, but we want to turn to this now. The Malawi vice president and nine others died in a crash. Vice President Dr. Saulos Chilima and others died in that aircraft crash. We understand that they were traveling and they disappeared on Monday. During a domestic flight. And our president, President Cyril Ramaphosa, has offered his deep condolences to the family of the vice president and those who've passed away. But to give us more details, we do have with us Professor Gilbert Kadiagala on the line. Professor, good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Professor. But I imagine from your perspective, a sad day for the nation of Malawi.
Yeah, it's a sad day because the plane of the Vice President, Dr. Chilima, and 8 other people disappeared yesterday morning, actually.
Yes.
And then it was only announced officially that he was missing around evening. So, and then the body, the remains of the nine were found today. So it's a tragedy because Dr. Chilima was a very charismatic figure.
Yes.
Only 51 years old, and I think by African standards, when you are 51 years and you have a political career, you're relatively young. And therefore, it is a tragedy because also there is no clarity on why that military aircraft crashed. What is clear is that he was going to a funeral in a town called Mzuzu, which is in northern Malawi.
Yes.
And he was flying from Lilongwe, which is the capital city. But when the plane arrived in Lilongwe, the weather was so bad that they asked the plane to fly back to Lilongwe, and then it just disappeared. So yeah. This is within a time frame of about 40 or so minutes, because it left at 9:17 and then was supposed to land at 10:02. So the issue is that it just really could be bad weather, because there was bad weather when the plane was asked to go back. And then, unfortunately, it crashed. But the problem is that it took the authorities almost 10 hours to announce that, in fact, the plane had disappeared. And that raises some big issues, particularly in our countries where there are a lot of conspiracy theories. Who takes something like that as a sign that maybe there was a problem with the military aircraft. So I think the story here is that the more transparent governments are when things like this happen, I think the better. Because then it allays all the fears of outpay and all these other suspicions. Particularly since he's a very prominent, he was a prominent person. And some people argue really a challenger to the current president. And the elections are coming up next year. And there's been some problems with the president before. So it's a sad day because I think it's now going to raise a lot of suspicions going into the election.
Yes.
But 21-day period, the mourning period has been declared today. So hopefully things will work well and the Malawi can recover from that tragedy.
Yes. Now, Professor, just listening to what you're saying in terms of, you know, conspiracy theories, why did the plane crash heading towards elections? Should we be seeing investigations into this crash from the perspective that there could be some foul play, or is it too early to tell?
It is actually too early to tell, but I think the conspiracies started yesterday when just immediately after the announcement of the disappearance of the flight. And the reason was very simple. Why did it take long for the government to announce that this plane had been missing?
Mm.
As I was telling you, I think it crashed within what you would say probably under an hour from when it took off and when it was asked to go back to where it took off from. And the announcement only came much, much later in the evening.
Yes.
And it could have been easier, as I said, to just make an announcement probably even 3 hours after the crash that, you know, the vice president's plane is missing, if there's any information. And so it scrambles all these mechanisms for emergency rescue and all that.
Mm.
But it just takes too long to announce that. And maybe those emergency measures are already scrambled, but I don't think so, because it will have leaked already to the media or to some other news agencies. But it took a long time for an official announcement.
Yes.
About, I think, would obviously begin to think about, now, was this an arranged? Was it an accident or not?
Mm.
I mean, simply, I believe, you know, because of bad weather, my belief is that it's probably just a genuine accident.
Mm.
That it, in fact, the plane crashed because it couldn't land and it was asked to go back. And on its way back, it crashed in a forest. So I think those are the facts already, but I'm sure there should be an investigation now that the plane was found, maybe the black box and all that. But it was in a remote area that probably the government, the benefit of the dark area and the government, it took a while even for the authorities to locate the plane.
Yes. And I guess just a last one, Professor, just to wrap up this conversation, the legacy of Vice President Chilima, who's now passed away. I mean, his passing, what gap does it leave?
The legacy that was a vice president in the former government, that is before 2020, because he became vice president in 2014, so fairly young, at a young age. And he was very loved by the youth. So, I mean, I think a lot of people saw a bigger future for him, particularly in a country where the population of 18 to 35 is almost more than 60%. So he looked like the kind of person who would actually be the next president. Yeah, I don't know if he had elections. And I think there was some agreement between him and the current president that in the next elections, which are coming in May next year, he will be the presidential contender. So I think it's unclear really whether that I think people are mourning because he was a presidential material, if you could put it this way, and I think that's the major loss for Malawi at this point.
All right, quite a sad day indeed for Malawi. There, thank you so much, Professor, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Professor Gilbert Kadiagala just giving us an update and a sense of, you know, how things are in Malawi following the passing of Vice President Dr. Saulos Chilima and 9 passengers in an aircraft crash. We heard about it today, and they traveled and disappeared yesterday during a domestic flight. And the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, there sharing his deep condolences to the family of those who've passed, and really wishing the nation strength during this time. Well, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much. It's been amazing. Katlego Sekgotho, I've been standing in for Phemelo Modene. It's been wonderful to be here. And thank you so much for the in-depth conversation. Thank you for engaging with us. It's been wonderful.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.